Conservation groups are vowing to challenge the U.S. Fish and Wildlife's decision not to add wolverines to the endangered species list. The groups say wolverines depend on high mountain snowy habitat, which is threatened by climate change. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt reports.
For 20 years, conservation groups have pushed the federal government to add wolverines to the endangered species list. Wolverines are rare throughout the Mountain West, including in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. In its most recent decision, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service declined to protect wolverines because it said their population is stable and continues into Canada and Alaska. Earth Justice Attorney Timothy Presso says climate change is the biggest threat to wolverines. He says it's also a reason for pushback at the federal level.
Recognizing that the wolverine needs help would mean recognizing that climate change is fundamentally altering our world, and that there are serious consequences of that for the other creatures that we share the planet with, and ultimately for ourselves.
Conservation groups will announce their intent to sue as soon as the decision not to list wolverines is published. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.